Pippa Hudson. Lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
Now, on Tuesday, we spoke to a representative of the Kenilworth Racecourse Environmental Action Group, which has formed to protest against a planned development which was recently approved for a portion of the racecourse property. Dr. David Gwynevans told us there are major environmental concerns about the proposed development, which will include a hotel, retail space and residential component. And specifically, conservationists are worried about its impact on the conservation area, which is lying within the center of the track. I think many people are possibly even unaware of the fact that that conservation space exists, but it is an important one. It contains several dozen red-listed endangered species and of great value for its biodiversity. Now, during the interview on Tuesday, Dr. Gwynevans suggested that the mayor had failed to facilitate proper public participation on the project. He said that only the most minimal environmental impact assessment had been carried out and queried possible conflicts of interest given the long-standing relationship with the developers in question, who have several other major business interests in the city as well. We did promise we would offer right of reply on that interview, and we're going to do so right now. It's my pleasure to welcome the Executive Mayor of Cape Town, Patricia de Lille, on the line. Thank you for joining us and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Pippa, and thank you for the opportunity. I did get a copy of the podcast. Mm-hmm. I have transcribed the whole podcast, and I can confirm that you had asked a question to David about the portion of the land to be developed. It's not the issue, but rather the land close to it. And you further highlight this point when talking to David, and he does not deny that the application did not form part of the protected areas. Now, I will not enter into the merits or the demerits of the argument because he made a number of misleading statements, and I'm considering my options what to do there. We live in a country where we support the rule of law in the Constitution, and David should know better that if we want to take the decision of the Municipal Planning Tribunal, that it's an independent body, where this application was submitted, and then onto the mayor's and appeal authority, the next step is that you can go to the High Court to review the decision of the City of Cape Town. It was not a decision taken by the mayor alone, and I will advise him to follow due process and take it on a review. But to make certain insinuations about relationship that I have with the some of the developers, allegations, you know, I'm going to challenge him to bring the proof. I'm going to send him a lawyer's letter because he's misleading the public. And so I'm very happy that you give me an opportunity to respond to this, because if you want to do anything, there are several statements that is wrong that is made, but I will not enter into the merits, because I respect his right to go to the High Court to take the decision by the City of Cape Town on review.
Mayor de Lille, can we just speak to the issue of the public participation? Because one of the things he said over and over again was that more than or around about 300 objections were received, but most of them were disqualified from the appeal process. Do you feel satisfied that sufficient effort was made to involve public participation and to garner the input of those who might be affected by this?
Well, first of all, during the process, he brought up that there were four objections were submitted to the application. That is what he said on your show. Only two objectors to the initial application submitted valid appeals. And so then, because the piece of land that he is speaking about, which is a protected piece of land, that was not part of the application for the development. The protected space apparently is close by there, but that is his gripe about the protected space, and the protected space was not part of the application. But as I was saying, I've got all of the details. And you know, if he goes to court for the review, I will repeat it there, and what the city has done And there was also a petition of one of which came from Mr. David Evans, but I also want to respect his right to follow due process to challenge the city on this.
Let me just ask you one more thing, which I would like to get your input on. One of the claims he made was that there had been insufficient environmental impact assessment done for this project. And I hear what you're saying, that the development itself is not on the protected space, but it is close by and potentially could impact on that space. What sort of environmental impact study was done?
You're right that the proposed development is not on the national asset, but it's in close proximity to it. A previous environmental impact study was done, and the provincial government, the Provincial Authority for Environmental Affairs, stated that an environmental impact study was not required, as one was done in 1999. And that is part of the paperwork that was before the Municipal Planning Tribunal.
Mayor Patricia de Lille, thank you so much for chatting to us today. Executive Mayor of the City of Cape Town responding there to the interview on Tuesday with Dr. David Gwynne-Evans of the Kenilworth Racecourse Environmental Action Group.